Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. We have been on a journey throughout these 40 days of Lent, a sacred pilgrimage that has intensified during the past week. This time of fasting, self-denial, of prayer and reflection in heart and mind has led us to this very moment. For this is the night God brought the children of Israel out of bondage and Egypt. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from sin and restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. We have arrived at the moment we have been waiting and preparing for. So now what? Where do we go from here? Do we go home to Easter baskets, lilies, and family dinners? Do we go forth from this place and return to daily life as if nothing has happened? Or is there something more to this night than just an end of our recent pilgrimage? For the last several days, we have witnessed the fullness of the life of Christ. On Maundy Thursday, we received the great commandment, the mandatum from Jesus to love one another. Now this is not just any kind of love, for it is through this love that we are called to extend hospitality to friend and stranger, to extend loving, humble service to all people, especially those people who will betray us, those people who will not return that same loving, humble acts of service. Last night, we gathered on that most solemn day in our life of faith, Good Friday. We stood in the shadow of the cross. We witnessed the very worst that humanity can do, the very worst that we can do. We were reminded of all the ways we fall short of the glory of God and all the ways that we continue to crucify people today. And then we gathered this morning to keep Holy Saturday. We prayed together in that quiet starkness of the morning. We sat in that awkward period as the world seemingly stood still, as Jesus was in the tomb waiting for this night. For this is the night we remember the magnificent salvation history God has provided for us. And this is the night we take that history, together with the experiences we've just had on our pilgrimage, and we carry them through the waters of baptism, just like the children of Israel carried their history through the Red Sea, to the other side, to a new way of life. And so this is the night we are washed, we are bathed in the waters of baptism. And we have entered the watery grave, dying to sin and death, to this earthly and ordinary way of life. And we rise with Christ to a new and redeemed reality. And as we pass through these waters, we are restored to our full and true nature as humanity. And we can now turn our lives towards God. And so here, in this one night, we witness and embody that great metanoia of all the faithful. We see humanity turning back to God and the world being turned upside down. It is this new, this reoriented life that Paul is concerned with in his letter to the Romans that we heard just a moment ago. Hear again the words of Paul. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Paul goes on to say, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." We, by the very virtue of our baptism, are called to be alive in God, to walk a new way, a Christ-like way. And so while our Lenten and Holy Week pilgrimage ends this night, our baptismal pilgrimage begins. For this is the night the church, all of us, you and me, assume the identity of Christ's own body in the world. That same identity of a servant to the suffering world, practiced in the humbling and loving actions of Maundy Thursday and in the solemn collects of Good Friday. It is our baptism, it is our being alive to God that incorporates us as Christ's body and demands that we walk this new pilgrim road. Baptism is not just some ritual act of cleansing, it's not just some family obligation. It is the culmination of all that we have experienced in these last days. In order to begin this baptismal pilgrimage, we must die. And Paul makes this abundantly clear in his letter to the Romans. This is the cost of discipleship. This is the cost of being one of the baptized. Whereas Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "When Christ calls a man, he calls him to come and die." And this is what it means to die. We must sacrifice all control, all pride, and all stubbornness. We must relinquish our sinful preoccupations with getting what's ours by focusing on us at the expense of others. And it's in stripping away all our earthly desires, in dying to this ordinary way of life, that we can, and only then can we, fully embrace our need for God. It is then that we have made room in our lives for love, compassion, mercy, truth, and justice. It is then that we truly become the body of Christ. So this night, as Christ tramples down the gates of sin and hell, we are called to trample down the gates of systematic oppression and violence. And this is the night we are called to shout out against all the causes of evil in this world as loud and as passionately as we shout, Alleluia. As we are made into a new creation through the waters of baptism, we are called to make God's beautiful creation new again. No longer can we stand idly by as forests are destroyed, as sea levels rise, as temperatures increase. And as we rise to this new life in Christ, all the metaphorical and physical walls we build between them and us must come crashing down. As we are nourished with the body of Christ in gifts of bread and wine, we are called to nourish this hungry, this starving world. For this is the night, as that great prophet Amos proclaimed, "Justice will roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Because this night Christ has destroyed death once and for all. This night we have died to sin and risen to new life in Christ. This is the night we bask in those powerful and glorious waters of baptism." Beloved of God, this night we have a choice before us. We can deny the truth of our identity, or we can accept the offer that God has for us. The choice to love beyond our limits, to shatter all that holds God's people down, to proclaim Christ risen from the dead. This night, let our choice be God. Let us choose to love beyond what we deem possible. Let us choose to turn this world right side up. This holy night, let it be so. Amen.